Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I don't know about you, but there was this one movie that I remember from the year I graduated high school. Sure, there was a lot of movies, but this one kind of stuck out. Now, I'm not going to tell you the year. You can go look it up in Wikipedia. But the bottom line is the name of the movie is 10. And today I want to talk about how to meet your perfect 10 on LinkedIn using the 80-20 rule, which is also known as Pareto's principle. Now, if you don't know Pareto's principle, go look that up on Wikipedia too. Actually, it's pretty simple, but we'll dig into that. So 10 was a romantic comedy. It starred Dudley Moore and Bo Derek and also had Julie Andrews in there. And it was about this guy, and the reason it kind of resonated with me, because he was a songwriter. And he was kind of middle-aged, and he, you know, saw this girl in a car and basically fell in love with her and chased her all over the world and ended up in Mexico with her. And it's a romantic comedy, and it's kind of crazy. But the whole thing about it is, you know, he found out that his dream wasn't necessarily reality. When he finally got to the point where he got with his 10, it wasn't as good as he thought it was. And see, that's one of the things that I hear all the time, is there's these people that ask you, are you killing it on LinkedIn? You know, there are tons of courses promising unlimited leads. Try my unlimited lead system, my LinkedIn prospecting system. But I want to talk about this a little bit differently, because really what I think that you need to focus on is your perfect 10. Now, not that one perfect 10. Who is your perfect avatar? Your perfect avatar is the person who you absolutely love to do business with and the person who absolutely loves to do business with you. Now, it'd be great to find one of those people. It'd be even better to find 10 of those people. But I'm going to tell you, there's probably 100 of those people out there. They may not all be perfect 10s. Maybe some are 9s or 8s or 7s, whatever. But the bottom line is a lot of these systems focus on hitting a mass audience and trying to draw in the right people, which in a sense makes sense, but here's the thing. If you understand who it is that is a great fit for you and your business, and you could connect up with 100 of them on LinkedIn, chances are 10 of those people would at least be good potential power partners in working with you. So let's talk through that math. All right, I'll save you having to go to Wikipedia. Here's the Pareto principle. It's known as the 80-20 rule. And what it basically says is for many events, roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. So if you kind of interpolate that, what it means that 80% of the benefit comes from 20% of the people that you connect with. So are you willing to connect with 100 people to let 80% of them kind of wallow? And the answer is, if you could have 10 perfect 10s out of 20% of 100 people, yeah, I'd do it. I don't know about you. So that's what I want to do. I want to increase your odds of success. So let's break that down a little bit further. First, do this by defining what is a quality connection. A quality connection is somebody who has relevance to you and your business, but they don't always necessarily have to be a direct sales opportunity. And that's where a lot of the other systems focus on, and frankly, I think fail. because finding all of these people that just want to buy from you doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to buy from you or they're going to be perfect tens. They may be transactional, which means that you may have to fight on price, or they could be tire kickers, or they could just waste your time. What you really want to do is find 100 people that could relate to you and your business and narrow it down to your perfect 10. So some of those quality connections could be influencers, they could be vendors, and a few others could really be referral sources, meaning people that might refer other people to you. That leaves the last piece of that as potential customers. So, should you only focus on people that are going to buy from you? Or is there other opportunities that you may be missing by skipping influencers or vendors or referral sources? And I say you should pay attention to all of them. So, if you connect up with 100 quality people, this is the true reality on LinkedIn. And I found this myself, and I've taught other people, and this is kind of how it works. First and foremost, connect up with 100 people. Out of those 100 people, about 50% of those people will be completely inactive, meaning you could send them a message, they won't respond. They could be perfect, but they're just not engaged on LinkedIn. They're not using it the way that you hope they would. The next 30% of people may actually watch, pay attention, and even see what you post or how you interact. But they're certainly not ready to engage. They're not ready to reach out to you and say, hey, I want to buy what you have to sell. Or I want to refer people to you, or, you know, something along those lines. So now 50% of the people aren't going to pay attention. 30% of the people are going to be watching, maybe engaging, but not ready. So that leaves us with 20%, and that's the Pareto's principle, 80-20 rule. So from that 20%, think about it this way. What if 10% of those people could be good referral sources? Maybe people you could refer business to, and maybe people that could refer business to you. Treat them as if they're a resource and not as a sales opportunity. And that final 10% are the people that potentially are going to want to buy from you. But they have to be in that perfect 10 range, right? They have to be that optimal person, that perfect avatar. So, if you break it down, 50% are probably not going to pay attention. 30% are going to kind of wallow and watch. 10% will maybe refer or at least maybe share some of your stuff to their audience where you could potentially get in front of the right people. And 10% would eventually maybe purchase from you. Now, let me ask you this question. What could 10 new clients do for your business today? What could it do in the next month? What could it do in the next year? Now, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't extrapolate. Just because you connect up with 1,000 people doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get 100 good clients out of it. What it boils down to is you have to start focusing on creating quality connections and quality relationships with people that can help you become more consistent in your business. With that being said, it's a very realistic path to success on LinkedIn. So if you like this podcast and want to learn more, check out my system called PerfectLinkedInStrategy.com. There I teach you tools, but more importantly, techniques of how to create that perfect 10 relationship. Check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.